In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
It's not fair to tell yourself that you'll never be loved because of things like your body, or your acne, or how mentally unstable you can be. And it's funny because when your friends say these things about themselves, you feel compelled to disagree. Because it isn't true. Like, my friends are beautiful. They've got so many great things going for themselves. They're smart, they're funny, they're brave, they're healthy. Like, of course they're going to find somebody who loves them deeply. But when your friends disagree with what you've just said, and they offer you some words of encouragement, it's almost like it's a lot less believable. But you need to understand that people perceive you the same way you perceive your friends. And those things that you consider to be your flaws are often the things that people admire about you most. And those flaws don't make you unlovable. They make you human. If you want to stop overthinking, if you want to start seeing the brighter side to life, you're going to have to learn to stop resisting things and begin accepting them. I think that's what people don't understand. Being a positive person and thinking positively doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to have negative thoughts. It just means that when you do, you know exactly how to deal with them. Because negative thoughts are always going to be a thing. Always. Till the day that you die. So it's important that you understand how to accept them when they do appear. Letting them in. Thinking about them for just a little while. And setting them free. Acknowledging that they are thoughts. They are not real life. They are simply things that are existing within your mind. Acceptance. If you're listening to this, please be conscious of what you let into your life nowadays, because some of the most poisonous people can come disguised as friends or family. So if you do recognize an ongoing pattern of toxic behavior, leave. And don't feel bad for leaving, because you do not owe anyone anything but the same amount of respect that they show you. And these types of people will manipulate you for their own wrongdoings, because mentally they're living in such a dark place, but they will do anything to burn you so that they can see the light. Avoid people who mess with your head. Avoid people who will do or say things intentionally for the sole purpose of upsetting you. Avoid people who cannot admit to their wrongdoings and will refuse to apologize with authenticity. Avoid people who expect you to prioritize them but then refuse to make you a priority. And avoid people who play the victim when confronted about their own toxic behavior, because you're so much better off without them. Yes, you're good looking. We can all see that. But let's strip away your ego for a second. Where's your head at? If I piss you off, are you going to let me know? Tell me about yourself, your dreams. Where do you see yourself in the future? When I'm feeling down, are you going to be there for me like I'll be there for you? When I'm sad, are you going to be there to pick me up and encourage me to get back on track? Or are you going to let me sit there alone to figure my own shit out? Open your eyes. You can still forgive people whilst knowing that they should not have access back into your life again. Because believe me, I'm one of the most forgiving people, man. But do not ever allow yourself to believe that being the bigger person means that you have to tolerate someone's disrespect. It all goes back to that phrase, fill me once, shame on you. Fill me twice, shame on me. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you really want to get revenge? Where you really want to do someone the way they've done you, but you just can't bring yourself to do it? That's because you have a good heart. And you could never mistreat people the same way they've mistreated you. But you want to know why that's a good thing? because anyone who has ever hurt you or mistreated you the way that they have, they're suffering themselves. And I mean that because no person, and I mean no person on this earth will ever treat you the way you've been treated if they are content with themselves. So as much as you wish you didn't have a good heart, I thank you for having one. Because you may just be the reason someone is still alive today. And you didn't contribute more to someone's suffering. I don't think you understand how special it is that you are still kind to people. Like, you have been done so dirty. You've been fucked over so many times. You've had your heart broken. You've been stabbed in the back. People have made you feel like you could never be yourself. And yet, you're still kind to people. How do you still love people when all they've given you is reasons to show how unlovable they are? You are a different kind of person. But I recognize your kindness. And don't let anyone ever try to convince you that it's wrong. You are one of a kind. If you want to have a healthy relationship with the opposite sex, you need to learn how to communicate in a way that is clear and clarifying. And nowadays, you'd be surprised how many people are incapable of doing so. Think about it. Any unanswered questions that you might have can be answered through clear communication. You don't know how somebody feels about you? Ask them. You don't know if you've upset somebody else? Ask them. This whole idea of not wanting to be too keen and wanting to play it cool and keep people guessing, bro, drop that shit, man. Drop your ego. Be a little more vulnerable. Express yourself in a way that's genuine, and you'll soon realize that healthy communication is the way forward. I really don't like this one. But whether you were or were not in a relationship, don't let anyone tell you it didn't break your heart if it did. And I mean this because there is something so different about a talking stage not working out with someone that you really wanted it to work with. Nobody knows how this person made you feel, so don't let them belittle your feelings. We all hurt in different ways, and you might be more upset after a 2-month phase than you might be after a 2-year relationship. You have the right to be upset. You have the right to grieve the loss of a person because they were still part of your life. So don't let anyone tell you how you can or cannot feel, because there is no time frame to which humans can be heartbroken. If it hurt you, it hurt you.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.